A new report on the health of Lake Champlain says polluted areas are not generally getting worse, but the lake is not showing many signs of recovery from decades of phosphorus runoff either. VPR's John Dillon has more.
Let's start with the good news in the Lake Champlain-Champlain Basin Program 2018 report. It looks at a range of ecosystem indicators, and the lake has not seen new invasive species since 2014. Valued fish species like lake trout and landlocked salmon are doing well, and much of the lake's water is clean and provides drinking water for many thousands of people. But
we're not documenting an improvement in certain areas of the lake. That is true.
That's Eric Howe, director of the Basin Program. The report notes that Missisquoi Bay, long afflicted by phosphorus runoff, still has too much phosphorus and still experiences toxic algae blooms. Phosphorus loading in the South Lake also has not decreased, and the report shows the northeast arm of the lake, including St. Albans Bay, is actually deteriorating and has seen frequent beach closures due to pollution. The state and the Federal Environmental Protection Agency are committed to reducing phosphorus in the various lake sections, but Howe says success takes time.
There's always more work to be done across the watershed. But there's also a need to recognize the work that has been done and that the lag time that we have between when a particular practice goes on the ground and the amount of time it takes for the results of that practice to have an effect on the water quality of the lake.
And Howe says the lake faces new threats, including warmer and wetter weather due to climate change. For example, the lake doesn't ice over as often as it used to, and without ice cover, the water warms sooner, making it more susceptible to algae blooms. Governor Phil Scott also spoke at the event and pledged his administration's support to the cleanup efforts. But Scott also acknowledged the reality that for now, the lake is not getting better.
And I look forward to the day when we can say that we've turned the corner and actually are improving all sectors of the lake from some of the devastation we've seen.
The Basin Program report also notes the direct connection between water quality and the Vermont economy. It cites a recent University of Vermont study that showed significant deterioration in water quality could cause home values in local communities to decline by more than a third. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.